Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Go to Australia for a second here, where 8 skydivers had jumped from a plane. 2 minutes. Did I forget something?
No. I was just saying, did they all die?
No, they didn't. They jumped from the plane 2 minutes before it crashed.
Oh. In the cartoons.
The pilot died.
Oh.
Paul Smith, 54, died when a skydiving plane that he was piloting crashed in New South Wales off the coast. Shortly after leaving the airport.
So they knew where they were going down and everyone jumped, or did they just happen to jump before the crash?
They jumped from 14,000 feet. I don't know if they knew there was trouble. The pilot had logged more than 10,000 hours as a pilot. It doesn't say whether they knew necessarily that the plane was going down. But they jumped from 14,000 feet. I think that's pretty average.
You couldn't pay me $1 billion to do that.
I have a good friend of mine who went to Australia not too long ago.
14 is the top end of average.
Okay. And she had sworn that she would never go skydiving in her life. And she gets over to, they went to Australia, then New Zealand. And she got on a plane, went to 14,000 feet, and jumped right out that door.
Nope.
I want to do it so bad. I'm so mad that I chickened out.
Because you're 28. Wait till you turn 54.
No.
No chance.
I told you, anything that nullifies your life insurance, non-starter. I was dying over the weekend to go see the new Leonardo DiCaprio. What's it called? One battle after another?
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes, but who else is in it? Sean Penn. Benicio del Toro. It's action-packed. Amy Anderson just posted that she went over the weekend and she just wrote like, wow, what, wow. I mean, she just was
good,
blown
huh?
away huh. by it. It opened with like almost 50 million globally and it's another.
What's it called again?
Record for Leonardo DiCaprio's opening career. One battle after another. Can we play some of the trailers, Sam? Or is it just a bunch of explosions?
It doesn't really make any sense without the visual.
I think it's a lot of things exploding, and there's a lot of chasing.
It is quite literally one battle.
After
and
another.
And then another.
Regina Hall's in it.
My buddy went last night and said it was absolutely phenomenal. It is 3 hours, though.
Oh. I don't care. I'm in.
I was going to go with him, but their showtime was 8 p.m., and I was like, I am not getting home
at
11.
I am in.
Listen to me. I'm so old.
They're saying that $50 million over the weekend for that movie is actually a flop.
Is actually not that good. Here's where the word of mouth is going to start, because they have promoted the hell out of this movie. Like every other commercial during football, during like whatever, it's just constantly 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Every time you turn around, there's an ad for this movie. So they've put a ton of money into the upfront budgeting for.
So the reviews are strong.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question about that.
It was just expensive to make.
What they're saying is, you know, for what it made over the weekend on an opening weekend, it's not really that good. It made only $22 million in North America. Enough for number one, but profitability now remains a big question, according to the New York Times.
One battle after another sees Bob, played by Leonardo, who is a washed-up revolutionary living in a state of stoned paranoia, surviving off the grid with his spirited and self-reliant daughter. When his evil nemesis resurfaces and Willa goes missing.
So the movie cost $130 million to make. The marketing so far is already at $70 million.
Oh, yeah.
To promote that movie. So now you're looking at $200 million, and it made a tenth of that in its opening weekend.
They'll make it back.
Well, they might, but it's going to have to do a lot better.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
It looks good. It looks really good.
The problem is it's 3 hours, and like Sam, in my mind, I'm like, okay, could we go do that this week if we like left here and started it at 6:45? That's more of a weekend thing. And you know this, Scott, the problem on the weekends, everybody's busy.
Yeah.
There's football. I hate missing football on the weekends.
I would be surprised that somebody would release a movie that long this time of year where you've got college football. Everybody still thinks their NFL team is going to the Super Bowl.
Someone wrote, sorry, Sam, go ahead.
I was just going to say, does it make me old that I don't think I could sit through a 3-hour movie, no matter what the movie,
without falling asleep? Yeah, you could sit through Saving Private Ryan.
Without falling asleep.
They say Leonardo DiCaprio is not even the most eye-catching performance of the film. It is Sean Penn as an unhinged army officer. And there is it just says there is a scene that is one of the most startling things you will see in cinema this year involving Sean Penn's character.
Really? See, I don't have the patience to sit for 3 hours.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I think I've sat, I don't even think I saw Saving Private Ryan in the theaters. I think I waited for that to come out of Blockbuster. Nothing against the story. From what I hear, it's fantastic. I'd just rather wait until I can watch it like half in one night, half the next.
Yeah, I want to be able to pause and go for a nice walk.
No, this is one of those movies that it's high action. You can't just stop and be like, I'm going to nap now.
I still have not
watched.
Then
we'll go to Furs Cafeteria and I'll eat some pudding.
Oppenheimer.
Then we'll come back.
Because it's 3 hours.
Yeah, I've seen Oppenheimer, but I did it in two nights.
I still have not been like, you know what? I got 3 hours. I'm going to watch Oppenheimer.
6 out of 10. Sorry, but I'm going to be honest.
I actually was
it a 6 out of 10.
I agree with you, Dana. I was underwhelmed with Oppenheimer.
Too much politics, too few scenes with the boom boom.
Right. They needed to trim that movie. If you're going to make a lamb long ass movie, it's got to be good from start to finish. Oppenheimer went way too into the weeds.
Way too into the politics, Sam.
It was bad. Dare I say, in some cases, boring.
I'm sorry, but it was.
I know the story's important. I know he historically is incredibly important.
Why couldn't they just focus on the building of the bomb? They kept going into Washington and the politics.
Well, because there was this effort to undermine him, especially in the end. And
it didn't need to be an hour of the movie.
No. And I guarantee you there's about an hour's worth of content in one battle after another that doesn't need to be in the movie.
Oh, I think you're going to love it.
See, but here's the problem. These movie directors and these writers, they think the longer the movie, the more epic it becomes.
It's got to be artsy.
You know, just like the Lord of the Rings movies. Did we really need 3? We couldn't have put that into...
You watch yourself.
I don't know. That's your wheelhouse, not mine.
I think Lord of the Rings is rather boring.
All right. First cyclist, now Lord of the Rings. What's next?
Well, I hate Lord of the Rings more than I hate cyclists.
Vegans. Golf.
I'm moving on.
Cheerleader, sport or not?
Don't you even. Not on a Monday.
What is wrong with you? You're seeding your yard at 7:15 in the morning. Oh, tell Dana about the soil temperature for the proper seeding of one's lawn. You have gone full-blown Dr. Rick.
Full old man.
No, well, you know, hang on. Let me set this up.
All right.
We're on the phone earlier today, and we're just talking about a few things. I'm like, you know, Dana's going to want to talk about the Rory McIlroy and blah, blah, blah. How was your weekend? All this other stuff. And he goes, you know, I was out seeding this morning at 7:15. And tell her why you were seeding at 7:15 this morning.
Why so early?
Well, that was when I was available to seed the lawn. I'm a busy guy. But I was considering whether or not I would do an additional fall seeding application because, I mean, last week of September is pretty late.
Right.
But I looked into it, and it's about the soil temperature. And I figured since it's going to be in the 80s this week, the soil temperature is probably going to continue to sit around that 70 to 75 degrees,
okay,
which is perfect for germination. So I figured now is a good time to put some seed down.
Is it possible that he's listened to one too many? And we love Toby Tobin Show. Is it possible because he was producing that show years ago, Scott? He listened to probably a few too many.
It's very possible.
So I was in my clogs and my shorts and my tank top this morning as I putzed around the yard with my Scott's cedar.
I quit.
I put hay down on top so the dog wouldn't tear it up.
You're going to Lawrence, partying like it's 1999. He's out in the—you're getting younger. He's getting older.
You're seeding the lawn.
Oh, boy. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.